Yo creo que tiene las que emociones.
Here's what we're going to do for the starting of this evening and into it for a while. Will the three persons who I asked to contribute their computers stand up so that people can focus on you?
That phase 3 is not compatible with that.
Well, that was a phase 3 file?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. I thought it was a... Okay, yours was phase 3. We don't know what it... Go put one of ours in his computer then. See if it'll take it.
It's arranged there. What program is this?
We can't use phase 3 programs. So we can't use your computer, I guess. Is somebody over on this side have a laptop computer that they brought with them?
I can get one.
Would anybody else? How many handhelds do we have in the room that are compatible? Charlie's. Oh, you.
I don't have it with me. I go get it.
Okay, and the gentleman, see, raise your stand up there, and there's one in the middle here. That gentleman is raising his hand in the back. This young man here and Charlie, who just left, there'll be three computers. I'd sure appreciate it. What we're going to do is we'll find a spot and move tables if we have to. And everybody in the room will form three groups. It doesn't matter which group you're in. Just find a group that has enough people where you can peer over shoulders. We'll put one group here and one group there and one group over here somewhere so that you won't override each other's voices too much when you're making suggestions. We're going to have you put onto your energy disk a program that has energy on it. This works just as well for velocity, but you have to do it from an energy program because nothing but energy will play back on this computer. One third of the group's going to take the first race, one third of the group's going to take the sixth race, and one third the seventh race. It should allow you, what, 30? How long do you want to take to handicap a race?
45?
Who said 45?
15 minutes.
I'll give you 45. Because you're going to get a lot of feedback. There are no rules. You can leave out who everybody agrees to leave out. You can put them all in. You can put in 7 face lines for them all. I don't care what you do. Make your suggestions to each other. But do it as if you were handicapping. Don't get ridiculous. Or it'll take you all night. That will give us 3 discs, each with a race on it. We will then run those 3 races, everything selected by you as you saw it, and we'll sort it out, and we'll all make notes of what we got, and then we'll perhaps make some suggestions for scratches, but we won't save the scratched. We'll save it the way you produce it. And then tomorrow, you can compare what your group process did in these 3 races. But the whole class and us and everybody will have a chance to view the results of your labors on the KJET.
What do you need a computer for?
To put these 3 races through.
Who's going to do it?
No, they're going to do it.
Oh, the group's going to
do it. We have 3 groups. We're going to split into 3 groups. They're going to hand Spencer their disc after saving a disc. He's going to transfer it to Cajun.
He's got a computer, but he doesn't know how to run the program. So somebody ought to run the disc kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to You want us to help him, Spencer?
The guy in the back.
He doesn't have energy. Loan him an energy disc. When all the computers are in here, we'll go over the logistics again. We have what? It'll be 30 people to a 30 people for race. If you want to form a fourth group, if there's a fourth computer, a fourth group can pick one of those three races and do it. Or a fourth race, I don't care. As long as it's thoroughbred. That's it.
They're just going to do the races?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be finished by about 9?
Mm-hmm. This will be a lot of fun as soon as we organize it. It's the organization that's tough. We're not doing it.
So we're going to get into four groups?
Right. You've all got forms for tomorrow. Now, if some of you individually have IBM compatibles and the energy program, and you want to work alone or with just two or three, it doesn't matter how you arrange it. I'm just trying to arrange it so that everybody has access to looking at a computer to making suggestions. So don't hang back and be shy. Let your input in. There will be no recording of whose voice suggested what, so there will be no need for embarrassment. This includes phase three people, you know. Don't think it's energy you're going to be inputting. You're inputting the race. And we'll play it back to you on KGen.
The only scratch I'm doing is the fast race.
Okay, we have four earnings and a sustained phase presser in this race. We want to look especially to see what that sustained phase pressure, the deviant energy in the race, does in the subsequent redux, and how it affects the whole thing. So go to the next screen. Yeah, you probably did. That's what we're gonna get a consensus. It used to be called a consensus of opinion. You got a wide variation in total energy that's probably, if you put in the right phase lines, it'll probably need a manual adjustment. Let's see by going through it raw first. Where's the engine, the fast Cajun?
We shifted over to energy.
I want on the King Gen, and I want to see the graph, but I don't want to know. Don't deviate. We all got the King Gen today as part of this program. We all haven't used our King Gen because we didn't bring the disc. We all want to see what our efforts produce on the King Gen.
That's my roommate too.
Donald will take care of you later. He'll pass out of there.
Nobody ever explained it.
You want to say a wall on my master disc? Go ahead. How do you get to the same race to disc? Race to disc fast. Where's the end line?
Is this what is known as a pregnant pause?
This is a pregnant pause. You're doing great. Sorry I was low on this. Yes.
29.
Wow!
You made that right.
copy those, we get the same ESP, one same case pressure, which we want to look at very strong.
Crank it all the way up.
Let it go. You got all your parts on there? There you go. There you go. Oh, we have two sustained phase pressures suddenly appeared on the scene. Of which that one is the most, the bottom one is the most sustained in two. Boy, there's a horse that if he wins, we'll do so with some unusual numbers for us. It's pretty low.
Which one's this?
Foreo.
Oh yeah, he's just got one huge late run.
Extreme Spencer, you're doing well.
How many horses are? I didn't know there were that many horses in this race even.
Oh, they put in this and that.
There's only three, Tom.
Yeah, we're going to say they
can. I don't think there's many here.
Now let's go to our little graphy. One at a time. Something's not, they're not all on there. Now you got to move it down.
Well, the step makes it darker.
That's all right. The guy who did him right now, watch for this horse. Watch, see that? That, I don't care where he comes up on the thing, he made a huge turn time move. So notice that bulge.
Oreo.
But also remember that he starts very, very low and ends up very, very low. He's the one with the dynamite third fraction. Okay?
On a bell curve.
Yeah. He's almost a bell horse.
Oh, that's one good one.
All right, now let's note those down, somebody.
King. King. Junior A. Oreo. Master.
And stop with Sut. And on your disc, those are the qualifiers raw. We'll show them. And again, if we find out one of these adjusted comes up. Now very early, which is... Okay, which? Which of those up the scent, which of those also appeared on your first draft?
Junior A.
Junior A. Make a note, we're going to be looking very heavily at Junior A. It's the only one appears on both drafts, right?
No, no. Master and okay.
Master and Junior A. Okay. Now, this race, ostensibly, assuming they put in representative lines and the horses qualify, ostensibly we would make the two adjustments automatically.
There's Foreo again.
Foreo does this again. They sometimes win. What's the 6 furlongs? I don't know. I would be very dubious. Now, let's do our two adjustments. Let's look at Foreo. He peaks at 2.98. He's only used up 50.37% of his energy, thus he's got a heck of a lot to spare. So maybe by the track standards we're dealing with, this horse doesn't look too good to me, and this horse doesn't look too good to me. Okay, pardon me, I'm sorry.
Which two horses don't look good to you?
This one? And the 22 and the 21 look like to me like they do. Okay, well, let's see what happens after we adjust them. Because it definitely requires adjustment, providing all things you've got in there. Here's a horse that had a poor Foreo. He's way behind.
Alternate adjustments.
Okay, go on. Which of these five also appeared on the non-adjusted graph?
King,
does it bother anybody that King's been beaten a total of 89 lengths over his last 5 races?
No,
that didn't bother you. All right. 89 lengths over 5 races.
You're not dealing with Santa Anita here.
That's still a lot.
This is just one table of opinion, okay? Now go to the early, which would probably be more predictive at this track. Okay, how many of these were in your early of the last? If this track turns around, if they turn it around and the last is the first, and the beginning is going to be the best. And 4-wheel, you see, it's got to run very sustained for 4-wheel to do anything. Okay. Now, make all the notes you want on this race before we take somebody else's version of the first race. And let's be very careful to compare this table's rendition with the other table who did the first race. Too bad we didn't bring a printer that would print out on.
I've got one.
I don't need to worry and think about it in time.
I got you in the room.
That's okay. Everybody can take notes. Okay, there's the Ross table. That was the toner table. And if you go in there, you're better than Mr. Ross, you get a prize. Let's transfer that to the KGN.
What's the file number for them?
Wood.
Just the word wood?
Just the word wood. What's on there? Even what you see is what you get.
That was fast, Spencer. I got to commend you on that.
These folks got it down to considerably fewer horses. Frank Ross is an organizer.
King's missing here.
Now we've got an early phase press and a sustained phase presser to break up the monotony of early. Go to the.
That was Tom of King.
Well, you know that. These people left him out.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
But if King comes in tomorrow, remember, we'll send you by his logic an awful lot.
He does, I'll quit handicap.
I'll go back to California.
Right.
That was
the next point.
Okay, there's your sustained phase. So, Mast, Bird, any of these horses will go up to four. I don't mind the pace.
Do they go back? Is that what that is? Two different masts?
Yeah, it is.
Apparently, yeah.
Seven back. One to the left, I guess.
It's four back and seven back.
Okay. I'd go down as far as 4-eye, because we know that he's a charger late. And those are your contra-energy horses, raw. Now let's see what the early raw is. Okay. Mast 7 back. If you'd left it out, Mast would be second anyway. So you got Card, Mast, and Center, your top three. Let's stop at the top three. If we can't get in the top three, and then remember who these are and see what it does to these when we adjust. Now let's put this race required a two adjustment with the energy differential sufficiency. Okay. This track they almost all do it. They got them mixed up. Two. All right. And the sustained Mast was very good early, and now he looks pretty good sustained. This is not adjusted. 4-eye is not the best adjusted sustained phase, so we're getting rid of him pretty good here. Tom will be very delighted to see that. So you're pretty much convinced that those three about Burr and Mast and 4-eye, and Hurry, Mast, Hurry, and this is sustained, so those are your potential in the money horses, not to win. Next screen. Okay, semi, Mast, Card. Well, you will forget Mast 7, we can scratch Mast 7. So let's see what happens when we take Mast 7 out, scratch it. Yes, no.
Yes.
Go to the grass. Justin. Mass looks pretty good, sustained, raw. Mass looks pretty good on early adjusted. Mass looks good on early raw. Mass, semi, and carb. Let's look here for a minute. Mast is your third, or your second best early horse until he gets to, I think stays pretty good. He starts falling behind this horse here and this horse here. Mast has no, Foray has a huge deficiency. And a huge deficiency here. I think we can successfully scratch Foray, and if he wins, we'll all just blame on you.
He's outside the profile too.
He's outside of about everything. Mass holds on. Mass is a pretty good early horse, best early horse, a second best early horse now. And Semi. So those are your two probably we're going to bet if these baselines are represented. Let's go to the two adjusted early. We know Mast is handling both at the early and the late very well here. So we stop with Mast and Burr for counter runners. Hurry. That looks like a beat. Okay, and then the early, you got Semi and Mast and Carter, your top.